How's everybody doing?
Good.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm good.
How far away are you from being able to run, participate, do anything you want?
No timetable right now. You know, I'm just sticking to the plan, everything they got me doing, but, you know, the process is coming along well right now.
Why did you have the surgery when you did, instead of maybe sooner?
Well, to be honest, at the time, I didn't know. Last year, I played, you know, just on the ankle. At the time, I thought, you know, just was hurting. And then that's when I got it checked out after the season. So last season, I just thought it was just a banged up ankle that I just kind of had to suck up and play with.
Is that something you wanted to confer with your new team about how to handle it before having the surgery, or was that kind of the plan all along to
Well, I definitely wanted to be transparent about it, you know, and throughout that process. You know, I didn't want to get into a situation where I was withheld any information, so I wanted to be open about, you know, my situation and let every team at that point know what was going on. So, you know, we handled the situation once I signed here.
What are your impressions so far of Minnesota and also of the Vikings?
Well, I love the mentality here. I love the locker room. It's been great, man. Everybody's real cool. And so you know, I haven't got the chance to really get out and explore much of Minnesota. But when I get out of this walking boot, I'll do a little more to that.
Well, they use you like they use Adrian Peterson. They said same kind of things. Do you know that?
Well, I know that they want me to try and be on the field as much as I can, whether it's first, second, or third down. And so, but it's my job to make sure I'm, you know, staying in tune and in the playbook right now and learning every bit of this offense to give myself that chance to be on the field as much as I can.
You want to catch the ball in the backfield?
Yes. I can and I love to.
Latavius, what is it like to come in and follow Adrian Peterson, the guy that I'm sure you watched throughout the years?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, a different feeling. You know, obviously when you grow up watching a player and, you know, admire much about his game, but I think, you know, this is how the business is where, you know, the situations work out like that. If you've been watching a guy at one place for so long and then here you are, a guy that's coming in, you know, as he, you know, was leaving out, so... you know, I know I got some big shoes to fill, but, you know, again, you know, I am who I am, and, you know, I'll be the back the best back that I can be, and can continue to get better.
Well, you already won a lot
in terms of your...
You already won a lot of fans over handling the number situation. I don't know if you realize that or not.
Well, you know, for me, to grow up as a fan of his and to watch and admire what he's done and to do it at a place for so long as he done here, you know, I knew it was, you know, it was no thought in my mind, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm glad they appreciated what I said, but I wasn't trying to do that. That was just, you know, from a young kid that grew up watching the player that he was.
Latavius, and back to your ankle, though, will you definitely be ready for the start of training camp? Is there no doubts there?
You know, well, that's the plan. That's my goal, obviously. You know, I don't want to miss any more time than I have to. Mm-hmm. But, again, I have to continue to, you know, trust the plan that Shug and the rest of those guys have in place for me. But, you know, I want to be out there when it's time to ready to lock and load.
Were you surprised with how teams were when you were transparent about it and how they reacted?
No, I think, you know, I think in this business, you kind of have to expect that. You know, we're in the league or where, you know, just the ability to be available to teams is the most important thing. So, you know, I knew if I had an issue that it may set me back or, you know, teams may have some questions. So, you know, I knew that going forward. But again, I wanted to trust that if I was open about it, that a team would trust that I would come back even better and have a great year for them wherever that was.
Knowing that you don't have to carry the full load because Sam Bradford does have a great arm and you can spread the field this way and it can open things up offense-wise, but the whole load won't have to be on you. Do you like that or do you not like that?
I think anytime you have a well-balanced offense, mm-hmm. It increases your chance of winning. So I think I love that more than anything. You know, the weapons we have on offense, the way Sam threw the ball last year. And, you know, hopefully I'll come up here and really, really, you know, amp up the run game. And we have, you know, the chance to be a really, really good offense in the NFL.
And knowing that there is room to improve the running game, too, that makes you hungry.
Absolutely. You know, as a player, for me, I'm always trying to, you know, improve, improve my game. But, you know, to come into an offense and help a run game improve completely, it'll be a big challenge for me and the rest of the guys in the running back room.
Did you know many people here yet, new teammates and stuff, or are you using this time to get really kind of get to know these guys?
The only guy I really knew was Teddy, and mm-hmm. that was from 2015 Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. We were on the same team together. Diggs and Jarrett McKinney, and Laquan reached out after I signed, so... Mm-hmm. I really appreciated that, but again, since I've been here in the locker room, everybody's been cool. The locker's right next to Everett and Harrison and Sam, so you know, it's been really fun, man, and I'm loving everything so far.
Did you wrap up all the schoolwork you had going on?
Actually, I got a 3-0 that first semester, so we'll see if I can carry that over to this next semester. Yeah.
Plenty of time for the playbook, but how much are you diving into that a little bit now and learning?
Definitely have to. I mean, you know, when you come into a new offense, you know, everybody's kind of, you know, ahead of the game. And so I have a lot of catching up to do. But, you know, majority, just like any offense, the wording is just different. And so I have to try and find ways to make it easier for me, whether it's, you know, calling it something in my head that they're calling it different. But I think that's just like any offense, just putting a word in to where you can understand it and go out there and play fast. Well, thank you.
Thank you.